Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
All right, let's shift gears entirely now and turn to the world of fairy tales.
I'd say the first thing you need is a pumpkin.
But a pumpkin?
Mm-hmm. Now the magic words.
Disney's Cinderella, of course, from 1950 there, based on the Grimm's Brothers' 1857 tale, which harkened back to Charles Perrault's Cinderella of 1697. But who's the oldest of them all? Well, that just might be Giambattista Basile, the Neapolitan poet and courtier whose Cinderella story was published in 1634 and is the first European version of the tale ever written. Now, few people have heard of Basile, but Nancy Canepa, associate professor of French and Italian at Dartmouth, is seeking to change that. She's written a new English translation of Basile's collection called The Tale of Tales, and she joins us now from Hanover, New Hampshire. Nancy Canepa, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you. So first, briefly, if you could tell us a little bit about Basile himself. Who was he?
He was a courtier from kind of a middle-class Neapolitan family of musicians and courtiers. His sister Adriana was a famous opera virtuoso of the day. And he, in his work as a courtier, served at many courts in Italy and even outside of Italy. Later in his life, he had some feudal positions as governor, administrator in areas of the south of Italy. And throughout his many travels, it seems that he became an avid collector of folkloric material that he then transformed into this tale of tales.
Well, tell us a little bit about his version, or I should say his being the first European version of Cinderella. Just briefly, how does it differ from the ones we know?
Well, I think we're used to thinking of Cinderella, the character Cinderella, as kind of a model of female virtue. She's sometimes depicted as kind of passive. Perrault, for example, describes her as a girl whose gentleness and goodness were without parallel. The Grimms as a good and pious girl. Basile's Cinderella, or Zezzola, as she's called at the beginning of the tale, is quite different. She's not passive at all. She's not virtuous at all. She actually kills off her first stepmother in order to get her father to marry her sewing teacher, who becomes her second stepmother.
Okay.
So she's very active in constructing her own destiny and getting what she wants in what is really a dog-eat-dog world.
Wow.
of Basile's tales in general, not only this tale.
So a very different type of Cinderella than we know.
Very,
You know, I mean, we could spend a lot of time talking about the individual stories that you've translated in the Tale of Tales, and I'm afraid we don't have time to do that. But I did want to ask you about why it is that we don't know until now of Basile as much as we know about, say, the Grimms, for example. I mean, in part, was it because Basile was writing in Neapolitan? I mean, not even Italian, but Neapolitan? And so perhaps a language that wasn't as widely understood?
Yes, it was in part because of that, absolutely. Although there were translations into Italian, actually other dialects of Italy, and then later other European languages in the 18th and then in the 19th centuries. But though that was a factor, I think even more of a factor was the fact that Basile did not write his tales for children.
Uh-huh.
They were tales written for very sophisticated and literate court audiences, just as in Perrault's time, the tales written by him and by a whole group of women writers who were penning fairy tales at the same time were written really as salon tales to be told and discussed in the context of, again, very elite literary circles.
Well, what does that tell us then about life in the 17th century Neapolitan court then? Because some of these stories are like, they're pretty horrific, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it tells us that it really was a dog-eat-dog, pretty ruthless world where you had to always have your wits about you and sometimes go to any means at your disposal in order to get what you needed and wanted, as what happens with many of the protagonists in these tales.
Well, what is it that made you fall in love with these versions of these stories, or Basile in more specifically?
Well, it is in part this kind of weirdness, the quirkiness, the fact that, you know, Cinderella, the Cinderella cat is the name of his tale, is so familiar. It is the Cinderella tale, but yet things play out so differently in it than the better known versions. That the language is incredibly, well, it's incredibly Baroque, flowery. That is the period that he was writing in, the Baroque period. But it's also incredibly playful and effervescent, and he had such a sense of language, which is not even something that we necessarily associate much with fairy tales. Fairy tales in their grim versions, for example, tend to be very concise, kind of spare narratives as far as the description goes. Basile has descriptions of, you know, beautiful princesses or lists of insults that go on for half a page. And, I mean, you have to have a taste for that.
That's very Italian to me.
Yes. But it's actually quite delightful.
Now, I understand that in the last minute that we have here that even the structure of the Tale of Tales actually harkens back to an even older example, because when I was reading through it, I thought the fact that there are so many stories together within a framed network in and of itself, it reminded me of, I don't know, the Decameron.
The Decameron, absolutely, and even further back, the Arabian Nights, to speak of another collection of fairy tales. But the Basile's Tale of Tales, which actually had as a secondary title the Pentameron, is definitely, you know, he was definitely winking an eye at the Decameron. There's this framed structure in which, at the end of which, a group of people get together and decide to tell tales, in this case, to satisfy a pregnant woman's craving for for tales. And so there are five tales told in each, 10 tales told in each of 5 days. So it's exactly half the structure of the Decameron, actually. And Basile was completely aware of that, and, you know, citing Boccaccio in that way, in that older tradition.
Well, I am so pleased that you've introduced us to a writer of tales that we should have heard about before but hadn't. Nancy Canepa is an associate professor of French and Italian at Dartmouth, and she's written an English translation of Giambattista Basile's fairy tale collection, The Tale of Tales. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
There's more of the show coming up in just a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.